Ooh, that was a good one.
That was a great one.
And I got some residual.
Okay, residual. Okay, for that residual income. I mean, knuckle crack, whatever. And that residual income.
What up, peeps? Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right. I'm your host, Gabrielle, also known as Gabe.
And I am your co-host, Chad, also known as Babe. Cheap. It makes it better. Chad, also known as Babe.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Acca Babe. Chad Acca Babe.
Also known as. I feel like we just did this because we did it.
We totally did. But it was live though.
We had a live podcast last week that was actually really fun. We did it, was it Friday evening or was it a Saturday evening? I don't remember. It was over the weekend.
Friday or Saturday.
And we had a good time. So shout out to everybody who joined us. We talked about a little bit of everything. A little bit of parenting, a little bit of, I don't even remember. Parenting was what I remember the most, but I know we talked about other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Answers to questions. Yeah, I mean, we had a good time. It was fun, and we'll definitely be doing more and figuring out how to make it better because we had a few technical difficulties, but
we want to make it better. So yeah, I think we have decided though that we want to do a live episode for our 100th episode, which is coming up.
Which is 5 episodes from now.
In 5 weeks.
Yes.
Crazy.
That's nutso.
Nutso. Sunso. 100 episodes later.
You're just so beautiful.
Thanks, love. You want to go ahead and cue the music?
Yeah, let's do it. Y'all ready for this music? Y'all ready for this?
All right. Where did that come from?
I have no clue.
Where did I get that from?
I don't know. It's like a...
Is it from a movie?
I think it's like Australian act. Maybe. I don't know.
Not Austin Powers.
Where
did that come from? All right.
Great Scott. All right. I have no clue. Who knows?
You had to throw the accent in there?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're watching, let's address the elephant in the room.
Oral tie!
Not the elephant.
Oh, not the elephant.
If you're not watching, you know you could come over and watch us on YouTube, right?
Yes.
Just pull up Let's Make Out Podcast and you'll see our wonderful faces. Get all of the everything.
All of the everything.
While you're listening to the podcast. You know, expressions and all of that stuff.
All of the everything. Get all of the everything.
So the elephant in the room is what?
The bed couch.
We got it.
It's amazing. I'm just going to sit back and relax.
Okay, you guys. So it came. It finally came.
I'm just going to hold the mic.
And see, this is the issue. Because it is so comfortable.
We just need the longer mic.
I want to like...
be able to sit back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to relax, but I find myself sitting up because, well, that's how we used to sit. But also, like, I can't...
And I'm way over here.
Right. Like, I just... yeah. So I was telling babe we need to get microphone stands so we can sit back and get comfortable and relax.
Yeah.
So I think I like it. I was skeptical at first just because we went with a completely different, like, the color is, it's color. You know what I'm saying? It's out there. But I think that it ties in with the new decor very nicely.
You did because, a great job.
Like, I told you guys I did... this company Havnly to help with the design, and she had picked a lot of like dark teal seating that matched the curtains, and I just didn't want it to be so dark in here.
Yeah.
So I came across this one and was like, how would this work? And honestly, it's not bad. It actually matches there in the picture we have over there. It matches like parts of the picture, and I think it's nice. It's in the teal family. So, yeah, let us know what you think. I think we've decided to keep it. I was trying to hold off and trying to figure out. The kids love it. They just want to jump on it
and do all the things.
And I'm like, let me decide if I'm keeping it first, okay? Let me decide. Like, literally, I still got the tag over here. It came off
when
I was pulling the plastic
off,
and I was mad about it.
It's being kept.
Baby's like, no, I like it. Let's keep it.
I'm ripping the box apart tomorrow or today.
We're going to keep it for real.
Yeah, this mug is nice. You know it's nice. If you didn't like it, sweetie, we've already packaged it back up. Just so you know.
You're right.
I know you well enough to know. You're right. You'd be like, uh-uh, don't like it. Put it back.
I like it because it's different.
Me too.
I think that, you know, the style of it's really nice. The safe answer would have been for, or the safe route would have been for us to go with like cream or, yeah. you know what I'm saying? Something like basic, but it's different. You know, find a rug. That's the last piece to this room. The rug, well, the rug, and change out the lighting.
Yeah, change out the light.
Put
the
chandelier up. But
other than that, like we're
it's
nice.
It's comfy. I'm ready to. I'm ready to actually like sit down on here and watch a show together.
So we're gonna do that tonight. We won't do it tonight. Probably won't tonight.
Oh, because it's Taco Tuesday.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. We will do that tomorrow.
Yeah,
night.
Because we didn't get to last night. Because
we can literally sit on opposite sides with our feet straight out, not touching each other. Exactly. Like, that's how spacious.
Now, she can't do that without touching me, but we can.
See, like, these kids ain't got a stain on the already.
Girl, whatever.
Well, it's that material, though. You can kind of, like, brush
out. Yeah, it's really, So it's nice. We love it. It's comfy. It's a lot more comfortable than that thing.
Than our bench. So our bench is over here on the side.
So when we order the mic stands, we'll be able to sit back and just relax. Just have a conversation with y'all.
You know what I'm saying? We can like face each other and like, you know what I'm saying? Nice. I'm excited about it. Yes. So now I'm going to order us some mic stands.
So thank you for finding this.
Do we have mic stands? No. They didn't come with mic stands? No.
Thank you for finding this, sweetie, because you found this.
I did. I searched and searched on Overstock. And I got it on sale, too. So, yeah. I mean, the delivery was about 4 weeks.
It was.
But
that's all right. Yeah, it's worth it. It's definitely worth it.
So, anyway, that was the elephant in the room.
What else is going on? Jinx, Gabrielle.
We didn't say the same thing.
You said, what else would be going on? We said that part the same.
Whatever.
That's all right. Unjinxed you.
What else has been going on since the 2-3 days since we talked to y'all? Nothing.
Nothing much. Oh, I did my first swim of the season.
Oh, you did?
My training.
Yeah.
It was good. So I have a coach. I actually have a triathlon coach. I'm going full on this year, like where, you know, not trying to do it on my own, trying to, you know, I want to have some structure and because I want to do well. So having a coach, I think, is important because, you know, they're going to have me train in a way where I don't get injured, but I also build the muscles and the strength and the endurance that I need for the race.
Yeah.
So, because the problem is what I realize is that a lot of times, for me especially, is that I train, whenever you go out for like a run, if it's supposed to be an easy run, and you go out and you run 8 minute miles, and you come back and you're spent, that's not an easy run.
Yeah.
So if you train like that over and over and over and over and over and over and you never do anything easy, you're not building your aerobic base, and then you're also going to put yourself, you know, at risk of injury. So my coach is going to, you know, say, this is the pace I want you to do. This is the, you know, and we're going to ease into it. So I did my first swim yesterday. I did a total of 2,300 meters, which is like 1.4 miles or so-ish. Somewhere in that 1.2 miles is 2,000 meters, so it's a little more than that.
What you said? Did you tell me that was like 12 back and forths?
300 meters is 12 back and forths of a 25 meter pool.
Yeah.
So, So it went really well. I mean, like I did different types. I even used a swim buoy where you put it between your legs and you hold it there, so you can't use your feet at all. You're using your arms, and it allows your feet to float. That way, because you need your upper body strength to be really good for swimming.
I mean, but don't you need both?
But you want to save your legs for the bike and the run.
That's true.
So learning how to be really strong with your stroke is going
to
be.
But that won't cause like a hint. I mean, like you won't get used to having the buoy because you can't do that.
No, exactly. Oh, okay. But I have a wetsuit on. Both of my races this year, I should be wetsuit legal.
Yeah.
So I'll be able to test my wetsuit for the half Ironman and then for the full. So I'm excited. It's going good. The first swim was great. Yeah. I actually did my 1.2 miles in like 46 minutes. I mean, granted, there was some breaks in there because I was switching to different styles. Good. But overall, it was 46 minutes for that 1.2 miles, whereas, you know, that's 15-minute PR for my 1.2 miles. So that's exciting. I'm awesome. Just super excited. I'm going to ride today for the first time.
Yay. Yeah. Got your trainer all set up.
Trainer's set up. So
how much do you think of your rides will you do on the trainer versus outside?
I'll probably do half. Probably 50-50. Okay. So probably 2 trainer rides per week.
So the trainer is this thing that it sits on that,
And I have, and I'll pull up this video game, basically. Yeah. It's called Zwift, and you hook up the sensors on your bike, and you have an avatar, and you can, like, ride, and and kind of like just
race other people.
Or you can do full on races. Yeah, yeah. They have Zwift races all over the over the world right now.
Pretty cool.
But you can ride in Paris. You can ride. You can pick a map to ride on. You know. So yeah. So it's pretty cool. It makes it a little bit less boring. But half of my rides will probably be on the trainer so that I can do structured workouts.
Yeah.
And then half of the rides will be outside where he just wants me to get miles. Where he'll just say, go ride for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And try to keep it in this pace, but just ride.
Yeah. Because you got to just get used to the miles.
Yeah, get used to just riding for, because, I mean, you know.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I mean, my goal is a 6.5 hour ride or less for the Ironman.
Woo! So, could you imagine riding a bike for 6.5 hours?
Most I've ever rode a bike was probably 4 hours.
What? The most I ever rode on a bike was like an hour. You remember we did that bike ride on the Mona?
Yeah.
We went far.
We did. We did far. We're going to do it again this year.
We are. We're going to do it with the family because Reagan has a bike now. She actually knows how to,
to
pedal the bike. Like, so the last time we were walking outside with the little bike, it was like a tricycle
and she just
with a handle. So we would like push and she wouldn't really.
But at school though, I walked in the other day and was to pick her up, and she was just there on a bike riding, and I was like, let me see you ride that. And she rode around, steered around me. Wait, she went around me. I'm like,
girl, it's a tricycle too.
It's a tricycle, but she knows how to pedal now. And she understands that she has the power to do it now.
Yeah, so we bought her a bigger bike with training wheels.
So I'll put that together for her. And then so we're super excited about that. We've got a new trail that's opening up relatively close to us.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be nice.
Yeah. But that's really been about it since we talked to you last time, I feel like.
Oh, Monday, yesterday, I had class. I haven't really talked about this, but it's so funny. I asked my peeps on Instagram. I told them I was going to a class, and I asked, like, people's suggestions. Or not suggestions, but
guesses
on what they thought I was going to class for. And literally, I think, like, when I looked yesterday, it was only, like, 2 people who said what the class was. Everyone else assumed it was something fitness-related.
That's funny.
And I was like, really? But I don't know. I don't know what the results are today because I haven't looked at them. But I am taking an acting class. And I'm excited about it. It's just, like, a 6-week class. I've been, like, going back and forth about getting back into, like, taking acting classes, just working on my craft and seeing what I want to do with it. And a friend of mine, she had posted about it on her Instagram, and I was like, because I have been looking for classes locally. So I found it, and we had week 2 yesterday, and it was cool. Like, everybody is real chill. It's like 8 of us in the class.
She broke 2 legs. So. 2 classes, 2 legs.
So, yeah, it was good. It felt good to do something else, I guess, you know? Like, just something different from what I've
I'm proud of her for doing. I'm proud of you for doing it because she's always been talking about she wanted to.
Yeah, I've been debating on it for a really, really long time.
She finally just pulled the trigger and she did it. And I'm just proud of you because, you know, it's not about, you know, what happens from it. It's about the process of enjoying, like, just, you know, if you're enjoying it and you want to hone something that you want to do more, you know, then put some time into it, right? And you're doing that.
Yeah, that's the thing that I realized is that I work a lot. A lot of what I do is because I have to do it. I mean, it's my job. You know what I'm saying? Like, influencing, making videos. I love making videos, don't get me wrong. That's probably like the easiest thing that I'm doing.
Also a requirement, though.
But it is become a requirement. So everything I'm doing is like, okay, I'm making content, or I'm fitness coaching, nutrition coaching, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, what is it that I actually do that's not tied to income,
for you,
that's just fun for me and an outlet for me? And so far, I mean, it's only 2 weeks in, but I'm having a good time. So I'm kind of sad because it's only 6 weeks, because now I'm like, now I got to find another acting class. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's a good way to push me out there and do it for so long. For so long, I've just been talking about it. Like, oh, I don't have the time. Oh, I don't want to do it. But it's like, we make time for the things that are important for us. And I feel like having something that's not tied to income is important for me to have, like, a hobby have something that I can enjoy doing.
Man, I think that's important for everybody. Like, if you're not finding something that you love doing that is not tied to your bank account, then you're missing out. Like, triathlon for me is something that I love to do. I really love triathlon, and I can see myself coaching one day, like, really. But I'm not there's no tie to anything for money for me. Like, you know, sure, I would love to earn my pro card one day, because in triathlon you can earn your pro card based on your performance, not necessarily your age. But the chances of winning a ton of money in triathlon is not there, and that doesn't matter to me. Like, to me, it's just like finishing strong. I enjoy it. It's a challenge. And that's way with for acting for you, like, you know, it's something that you, you know,
it's a muscle that I haven't exercised in
so that
long.
You want to explore more.
So it's nice to just get back into it. So
that's exciting.
We'll keep you posted on that.
Definitely. Well, speaking of doing things that, you know, you love to do, that's not tied to something, because I think that's important, because it allows you to maybe, you know, relieve stress and not be stressed while you're doing this thing, right?
Like, it might especially if there's no expectation.
You might be nervous. Right? But you're not stressed, because you're not like, oh, I got to get this right because I got to pay this bill. Like, you know, it's just literally doing it. You know, and I think that's important, you know, and that's where our next sponsor
comes in
because Bulldog Yoga, we've told you about them before, but that's kind of, you know, what they're trying to do. They're trying to give you a way to kind of, you know, separate yourself from like work and the stresses of life and, you know, family, budgets, you know, and then obviously everything that's been going on this year and the past year with, you know, with everything that I'm not going to mention, you know. And so I'm sure you've heard of yoga. I'm sure you've heard of the, you know, the benefits. If you haven't, increased strength, better flexibility, improved mental focus, and a ton more are benefits that people say that they get when they do yoga. And if you're like most people, trying yoga is, you know, maybe a want, or you're like, well, but I don't know how to do it, or it looks too intimidating. And that's where, you know, where Bulldog Yoga Online, you know, comes in. They want to take the intimidation out of yoga and replace it with, you know, music, smiles, and no judgment. So they want you to know that, you know, Bulldog Online is, you know, fun. Like, they make yoga fun. And so basically with Bulldog Yoga, they have a streaming online classes that are available on demand, anytime, any place, and on your schedule. Bulldog even offers classes for kids and teens, so you can get your Bulldog on and get moving with the entire family. They're easy to follow, a set to great playlists meant to motivate and keep you and your family smiling throughout the movement. And there are choices for all levels, including, you know, from beginner classes to heart-pumping workouts. And then the coolest thing is there's tons of class length options to fit your schedule. So the classes range anywhere from 12 to 60 minutes. So you can get a quick class or you can get a long class in. And really cool platform, really easy to use, and I think you would enjoy. So you should check it out, and you can by going to bulldogonline.com, and you can use the code LMO for an additional 50% off your first paid month. So again, so try your first 30 days for free at bulldogonline.com. Use the code LMO for an additional 50% off your first paid month. And so the coupon code is LMO. Make sure you get that. And bulldogonline.com. So check it out. And let us know what you think.
Let us know what you think.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Can we talk about the fact that it's like 40 degrees today? What is going on with the weather? It's supposed to be like a freeze warning tonight.
It's so ridiculous.
I'm sorry. What happened? What happened to April showers? Can we just get the rain we're supposed to get so we can get to the sunshine?
Like, it's ridiculous. It just doesn't make sense.
I know. It's like we had such like a couple of good weeks. And
it
then
just doesn't make sense.
It just reminds you that, you know, you're in the Midwest.
Yeah, so you're in Indiana.
Don't get too comfortable.
But yeah. So
all right, let's do some questions. Do some questions. You want to do some book questions?
Yes.
We haven't done this 1001.
Let's do that one.
We have. I don't know.
Is that the one we just did?
We did the 4,000 one on the live.
Oh, that's right.
So this one is actually numbered. So pick a number between 1 and 1,000.
365. Man, she's fine. I know it's
369.
Not. I know, but I was doing, I was doing my number though. Get low.
How many foreign countries have you visited? Which one stands out in your memory?
How many foreign countries have I visited? Jeez.
Do you know?
Let's see.
Think about it. How many have I visited? It ain't been that many.
So, boom, boom, boom.
You should say them out loud.
I mean, jeez. Okay, let's. I'm trying to start from the beginning. Okay. Foreign countries. Let's go with.
Don't block your face.
Oh yeah, don't block my face. let's go with. First would be Kuwait,
mm-hmm.
Iraq. So it'd be Germany, Kuwait, Iraq. And then this is difficult. Just trying to think. And then let's go with Afghanistan, Qatar, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Amsterdam, United Kingdom. I mean, I was in the airport for like 10 hours, so I guess that counts, right? France, or, you know, Paris, Italy, so, you know. I feel like there's more.
Jamaica.
Yes, Dominican Republic. Mexico, so Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's a few more, but that's mine right
Canada.
Now. Canada. Yeah, Canada. I feel like there's
that's
probably
about it.
I feel like
that
there's,
you can think of.
Yeah, it's all I can think of right now.
Yeah. Well, look at you, how Mr. Passport. That was
15?
That was 15. I was like, yeah, 5, 10, 15.
You're so cute.
That was 15.
15.
Look at you.
Okay.
So I've only been to Canada, Jamaica, Dominican Republic, Italy, France, and I feel like that's it.
You said Mexico?
Oh, did I say Mexico? I might not have said Mexico. I have been to
so
Mexico.
So five or six.
So six. Six for me.
Okay.
So I'm working on it. You
yeah,
know
that's
saying?
Right.
I'm trying to get there.
That's right. We can go to a new one for our anniversary.
Yes. I'm so excited about our anniversary trip. So excited.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with 782.
782. Look at that. Second turn. When was the last time your heart was in your throat? Describe the situation.
You know, honestly, it just happened this weekend. I actually talked about this on my Instagram today. I just posted it right before we started. I got a text from a neighbor that Chad Jr. was engaging in activity he had no business engaging in. And I just... Like, nobody wants to get that text, first of all.
Nothing dangerous.
Nothing, like, dangerous, thank goodness. Like, you know, kid stuff. But stuff that he shouldn't be doing. And it just, I don't know, it's just that feeling, like, of one, ugh, he knows better. Two, slight embarrassment because a neighbor had to let me know that he was doing something he shouldn't have been doing. And it's just like, ugh. Now I got to have this conversation with him about what all of this means.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not just, you know, right from wrong. It's not just peer pressure. You know, it's also the fact that we are one of two black families. Well, half black families on the street, you know, like, and the neighbor that texts me, she's a black lady. She lives right across from us. We're the only two on the street.
Yeah.
And it's just like having that conversation with him about, you cannot get away with the same things mm-hmm. that your white friends can get away with. And what if this would have happened on somebody else's street? These people know you on our street. But what if you were somewhere else in the subdivision and they don't know you? You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, the little girl, I said if the cops showed up, 9 times out of 10, the little girl would be taken home and you would be punished, whether she talked you into it or not. Like, mm-hmm. they don't want to hear that.
Exactly.
So it was just this whole conversation that I didn't know how to have it. I'm like, is he really going to understand this? And I don't know how much he understood, but I'm glad that I at least mentioned it so that we can build on this conversation, because I'm telling y'all, this whole parenting is something else. And, you know, if you were on the live, you know, we talked about it. But it's just like what I wanted to make sure that I'm doing is equipping them with the knowledge of how the world is, but also not to live in the world, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe that he's protected. I believe that God, you know, like, I don't want him growing up with biases.
Or fear.
And fear. Yeah. And, you know what I'm saying? Just because, oh, like, I can't do anything wrong. I can't, you know, I don't want him to have that. But I also want him to be at least aware of what it could be. And I know every time I talk about this, I'm met with a certain amount of friction because it's like, he white, he gonna look white, he don't look, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, put him up against a white kid any day and you'd be able to tell he's not white. Like,
but also for the people that say that, it's that's, like, that's your opinion,
that's your colorism coming through. Exactly. What difference does it make? It, like, we all know how we look at biracial kids. Exactly. We all know. So, you know what I'm saying? So
there's as a matter of fact, there's a dude that works at the Chick-fil-A right up the street that is like literally looks like his skin complexion and hair type is dead on exact to Chad Jr. Mm. And I've met him a few times at the gym. I don't, you know, we didn't have a long conversation. But I had a quick little conversation with him because he saw us together one time and he's like, oh yeah, I'm that, he's like, you guys remind me of my parents. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like a manager at the Chick-fil-A. And, but like, so for me is I see him as a black man. Like, mm-hmm. I can see it.
Yeah.
So if you choose just to, really just to say, look at him because he's light hair and light skin. All of a sudden you're like, oh, he's going to look white. Then that's just, it's an ignorant statement, you know? So whatever, but it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, it is
not your job to parent him, it's ours.
And in no way am I trying to say that, you know, he won't have a certain amount of privilege because of the way he looks. Like, I get it. It's like a two-edged sword. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Like, it's not a win-win here. It's like a lose-lose. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you black, but you probably won't be black enough for some people. You'll never be white enough. You know what I'm saying? So it's just really interesting when we get into this parenting thing. And I'm like, we are literally just getting started.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's my prayer is that I'm doing it right, that we're doing it right, that we make the right choices, but we've never experienced any of this before. Yeah. So
I think that's that's with every parent, you know, hopefully with every parent, that you want the best, you're trying to do your best, and you have to handle situations. Sometimes you have to handle situations when they come, mm-hmm. because you can't prepare your child for every situation, right? This one yesterday the other day was completely out of the blue. And again, it was harmless. It didn't.
He wasn't doing anything like horrible.
Is that,
you know,
no,
what I'm
is
saying?
That, but it's still important to have. So I had the conversation because I was home. So I had the conversation with him, made him go apologize to one. I didn't realize there was two at the mm-hmm. time. So, but yeah, so I, you know, made him apologize and we talked about, you know, basically what, you know, what this means and why it's not good to do. And also why, you know, him being, you know, biracial is that he can be judged in a different way. He can be looked at in a different way. If he's not already.
Yeah.
You know, and because you never know people's intentions or people's mm-hmm. Opinions, you know,
you just don't
right.
Rear their ugly head.
Exactly. Like, so it was really good. We had tacked it from both sides. I hit it, and then she got home. She was able to talk to him, and we.
I hate it that I wasn't here, so he had to like go through the conversation twice. But
it's okay.
Yeah, you know, we both offer different perspective as well.
That's
so,
exactly. I think that's okay because, you know, now he understands from both our side, mm-hmm. and it's a team effort, and you know, to have that conversation mm-hmm. with him, and I think we're better off for it. But
absolutely.
But yeah, I knew when Gabriel called. She was like,
I was angry. Like, I was so angry. Like, seriously?
And I look at her. That's why we're a good mix. Mm-hmm. I wasn't angry.
It's probably like, was good that I wasn't here.
Yeah.
That I had time to process it.
Yeah. I wasn't angry because, like, literally, he's a kid. He's a kid. Kids, mm-hmm. you know, they just try things and they're like, you know. And so I was able to have, you know, he was still punished when, you know, for me, but, I just am more. I'm more of the calmer person in the relationship, anyways. So, it probably was good that it was set up for me, anyways, because he knew it was wrong before Mama even got home. Mm-hmm. So that when she came to him, it wasn't such a you know, bam, you know. But
I mean, and I was calm about it.
No, she was good. She's great at conversing with the kids.
Yeah,
so
yeah, so So that was the last time. Yeah. That was a good question.
That was good.
You want to do another one?
Yeah, let's do... Oh, yeah, it's your turn.
Yeah, you tell me.
Let's go with 602.
602. Just imagine category?
Just imagine.
No, it's not. Okay. Viewpoints. Uh-oh. No, not even. Hard hitting.
Okay.
What do you live in denial about?
That I'm more than enough. Like, just like, I don't think that there's desires that God puts in my heart, or, you know, like, but, you know, but there's still times where I'm doubting, you know, if I'm doing enough as a husband, if I'm doing enough as a father, if I'm doing enough as a provider. Definitely, am I doing enough for God's kingdom? Like, that's a big one, you know, because I always hear this, you know, Pastor Chad, or, you know, that comes up so much from people. And I mean, that's, I don't accept that, because that's such a big, I automatically push it away, because that's such a big, you know, big thing. Pastoring people is a huge, huge responsibility, and it's just not a title to be thrown on your name. Some people just will throw it on their name and be cool with it, but that's not me. And I want to make sure that I understand fully what that means, if that was ever to be the case. Like, but just in general, I'm just, you know, even the triathlon training, just in general, just thinking that I'm not enough because I'm having a bad day, or because I didn't get something right, so all of a sudden I'm, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm a failure, or I'm not, you know. It's just, so it's a mixture of things. Of just for me, it's like trying to be better. You know, I want to be the best I can be in all avenues of life, and sometimes it's, you know, it's very easy to knock yourself down, you know, and say that, you know, that you're not enough. You know, you're not going to be able to do it, or what are you trying for? You know, it's a struggle. It's an everyday struggle of trying to be better. So I would say that, you know, I think I'm in denial that I do have the capabilities, or else God wouldn't allow me to be able to do these.
Right.
All these things.
True. That's a good one.
So yeah. So that's, I think that's, you know, that's probably what I would say.
Yeah. That's a good one.
All right. What you thinking?
452.
All right. If you had the ability to compete in the Olympics, what event would you want to be in?
I feel like we've answered that.
Okay.
652.
652. You just want a hard hitting.
Oh, that is that category.
What's the closest you've had come to having an epiphany? That one time when I ate a bad hot dog in New York and... Really? Yeah. That's
fine. I don't like that one. Do 653.
What would make you totally content right now?
I wish I had the answer for that. I don't know. And honestly, I feel like I've been on this contentment journey here lately. How to be fully present in what is going on, what I have, what I don't have, just being present in now, as opposed to always looking to what I don't have, what is the next thing, or, man, when I get this, it's going to be great. And it's just like, well, what about now? And now is great, you know? But honestly, like, it's really difficult. It's been really difficult for me this past, I'd say, like, month or two. Like, I've just been in a space where I've just been restless and, you know, just bombarded with what everyone else is doing, so much so that I can't really focus on what I'm doing or what it is I even want to do. So it is a journey where I'm trying to get to being content. It's funny, I had this conversation with my therapist where she asked me when was the last time I actually felt content. And believe it or not, it's crazy, it was like 2017 to like 2018, maybe over into 19. Like, those 2 years, I think, were like great. Not that 2020 wasn't great, or that 2021 isn't great, but like for so long we wanted a second child, and for so long I longed to have a girl and get pregnant and blah blah blah. So in 2017 we got pregnant, and it was just, it was great. Like, I didn't want for anything, like it was just perfect. And then she came in 2018, and 2019 was amazing. We did a whole lot of traveling. Like, those like 3 years were like perfect in my eyes. And I'm not saying that's to say that 2020 was not perfect, because I mean, well, 2020 was its own freaking, you know what I'm saying? Like, it had its own
set of challenges.
Set of challenges. But I don't know. Like, I feel like at that point I wasn't looking for what was next, if that makes sense. Yeah, so now I kind of feel like I'm in that restless what is next phase, even though I don't even know what it is I'm wanting for, if that makes sense. It's a weird space to be in.
Well, why
are you not happy with what you have right here? Like,
that means you're wrestling with, you know, like contentment and you know, and being content and trying to figure out what. And that's why it's important that you went and did this acting class. Mm-hmm. Because it was a want.
Yeah.
Right?
It was. Yeah.
It wasn't something a need. It was a want.
Yeah. To
experience.
Be different. Yeah. Different for me.
So that's why it's important, because those things are going to allow you to be, mm-hmm. help you to be content. When you can find things that you want to do,
right.
that you enjoy doing, I think that's so it's not that what we do that we don't like doing it. It's about learning how to, like, because part of it is obviously, you know, it's a job, you know, it's mm-hmm. a business that mm-hmm. we've created, and so part of it becomes a almost like a work requirement, like right. you got to do it.
Right.
So, you know, but we've got to figure out how to be content, and enjoy other things outside of.
Yeah,
it's really like difficult I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, because you know, it's just like a lot of the, you know, the discontentment comes from, you know, vanity metrics, things that don't matter. Oh, I don't feel like I'm growing, or oh, I'm da 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 da. If God never ever gave me another follower, another subscriber, another anything, look at what He's blessed me with.
Ain't like, that a word?
Literally, the people that support us, you guys,
yeah,
you're irreplaceable. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I want to make sure I am grateful for you. And
yeah,
content and happy with you, because for one, God ain't gonna give you more if He can't trust you with what He's already given you. Yeah. So it's like,
yeah,
you know, I have to keep reminding myself that, like, why do, like, what is the thing that I'm searching
for?
Like, what is it that I'm really reaching for? Because even if I got that imaginary number,
it's not gonna bring happiness.
Make me happy.
Because then you're gonna have a new imaginary number above that.
There's another goal, and there's another goal. And I'm not saying don't have the goals. Have the goals, absolutely. Yeah.
But don't have so much tied to those goals.
Right. Learn to be content and happy with what you have.
Don't tie your happiness to the numbers.
Don't tie your happiness to anything. Whether you're waiting to get married, whether you're waiting to have kids, whether you're waiting to blow up on social media, whatever it is, like whether you're waiting to lose the weight, don't tie your happiness to that, because what's the point? Like, and the thing is, it's like I'm chasing after happiness when I really need joy, the joy of the Lord that will keep me content no matter what the circumstance is. You know what I'm saying? So it's like this, I think it's really like a spiritual journey. I think that I'm
no, I think we're both.
Because
we're
I'm both, searching for the wrong things to give me that feeling. Yeah. And I think I'm going to keep hitting this wall until I am literally like surrender. Like, okay, God.
It's building.
Like,
yeah.
Really. Like, I'm searching for this in everything but you. Yeah. So that's kind of,
you tell me he wasn't in that pair of shoes.
Right. You mean tell me he wasn't in me paying off that
new wallet I bought? He wasn't like, in the new wallet.
Yeah. And so
that's,
so but, it's a journey that I've been on for the past like at least couple of months,
and
I think maybe the top of this year. It's just like, I don't need another thing. I don't need another accomplishment or something to check off the list. Like, God has given me so much already. Like, am I being a good steward of what He's given me?
Yeah.
Or am I throwing it to the side looking for something else? So
yeah, I think that's the biggest thing too for me too. I think we're both on that, you know, we know that we've been on well, most of you know that we're on a, you know, debt-free journey, and we've got Gabriel's student loan is the last one we've got of our debt snowball outside of our house, but but we have a super low interest rate on our house, so we're very happy with that. But the last debt, you know, outside of the house is Gabriel's student loan. So we've been tackling those. We're very proud of that. And what we've tied to that is not a feeling of happiness, but a feeling of freedom.
I have.
You've tied a bit of happiness, and I keep telling her, that happiness is not going to come from paying that student loan off.
It's not.
But freedom, the feeling of being free, you know, from that debt or from the debts that we have, will come, right? But the happiness. So I always tell her that. I always tell her that, sweetheart. I used to tell her about the numbers when she was into the numbers so much on YouTube. I was like, sweetheart, the numbers are not, you're just going to look for the next number.
Right.
Like, I know you. Truth. I know you well enough.
Talk about this all the time. She was like, you really think that when you get these student loans paid off, you're not going to worry about money no more. She was like, trust me, you'll have something else. And she's right. I mean, it's difficult to not have that next thing. Or you want to go, well, what's the next thing I got to do? Or what's the next thing?
And that's a goal. Do? Goals are good. But when you tie it, like you said, to the happiness, that's when it becomes unhealthy.
Yeah, like, what? I mean, I should be happy right now. Sure, I've got the student loan debt. Who don't have the student loan debt? But I got the money to pay it.
Imagine.
Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I should be happy in that. Some people may not have the money to make the student loan payments that I can make right now. So it's just, it's all about perspective too, how you're looking at things.
But imagine if I tied my happiness to crossing the Iron Man.
Right, and you would just be unhappy until that happened.
But then what if I get injured the week before and I can't do it? God forbid that happens, but God forbid that happens, but way to happen, and I can't do the race at all.
Yeah.
Imagine how crushed. I would be crushed anyways.
Right.
Because it's a goal of mine. But imagine if I had all my happiness tied to that.
Right.
Then it could be crushed just like that when, again, like Gabriel said, the joy and the peace of God in our lives is what we have always counted on, but what we need to make sure that we hone and get closer to.
Yeah.
And to really lean on. And that's what this journey of 2021 is going to be for both of us. Mm-hmm. Together.
Sorry, it's the alarm because it's getting close to time for siege.
Yeah. Together. Together and individually, right? Because we both have to have our journey with the Lord separately, but we need to have our journey together and then with our kids as well. And so, so that's a good one. I really agree with you. I'm 100% with you is trying to figure out how, you know, God has always been number one in our lives, in our marriage, but that doesn't mean that we're focusing enough on Him.
Right.
And we want to address that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that you put that perfectly.
No, you put that perfectly.
Well, you put that perfectly.
Well, you know what I'm about to put perfectly is this next sponsor. So, Gabriel actually mentioned about having, you know, IVF and having Reagan, you know, like, so this next story, this next brand is actually has a little bit of a tie there. Yeah. So the next sponsor is called Cubo AI. Okay. So, what is Cubo AI? So it has like an adorable bird design. It is the first smart baby monitor to apply AI, artificial intelligence detection, to baby sleep, safety, and memories. Mm. So why was Cubo AI, created? So it's a result of an IVF mom who couldn't sleep, wondering if her baby was breathing. Mm. We've all had that fear. If you had a baby, you've all feared. You've listened. I've literally leaned into both my kids and had my ear like this close to their mouth to make sure that I could feel their breath.
Absolutely.
Many times. All that was made worse when she found her infant son with a bib over his face in the crib. Mm. It dawned on her that as a tech parent, that there was nothing out there to help her, you know, to help parents out there.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, because the question she was saying, you know, what if she was asleep and something happened? What if there was no sound to alert her of her child's impending danger?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all those questions that I'm sure all of us have faced as parents.
Yeah.
Exactly. So she teamed up with her pediatrician, Dr. Yi, and a team of tech parents to make a change. So years later, the mom of two, Joanna Lynn is her name. She is the co-founder and CMO of Cubo AI Smart Baby Monitor, helping parents around the world keep their baby safe, and sleep better at night, all while capturing the memories of these precious years. Mm. So some of the main features, safety alerts, so like covered face and rollover alerts, so it'll actually be sent to parents when their baby's face is covered or they roll over. Mm. You can turn it off, but it's, you know, if you're worried about that, very helpful. Yeah. Crying, danger zones, you know, 1080p HD video, so, you know, definitely able to see what you're wanting to see. Sleep is another one, so it analyzes the sleep, pretty cool. Memories, like I mentioned memories a couple times, so it does, you know, photo and video capture, family sharing, up to 8 accounts.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then there's 3 stand options, you know, for depending on what your kid, you know, whether they're in the crib, bed, whatever, yeah. So, and then, yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
But yeah, so pretty cool. But basically, we want you to check it out if you're interested or if you know somebody that needs, you know, a monitor like this. Yeah, quality monitor like this.
I wish we would have had one like this.
Exactly. So basically, you can go to GetCubo, so that's CUBO.com, and use our code LMO for a discount off your order. So you should definitely check it out. Mm-hmm. Again, that's GetCubo.com. Use the code LMO and you can get a discount. So thanks to, you know, Cubo AI for sponsoring, you know, this episode. We appreciate it.
Yes. All right. So do we have an Ask Gabe and Babe?
We do.
Okay. Advice on starting up your own business. Hey, Gabrielle and Chad. Hey, my name is Renita. I hope that I'm saying it right. I've been a huge fan of you guys for the last several years. I started watching you guys in college. I'm really impressed with how you have been able to build an incredible business and essentially have freedom to work for yourselves. I am a speech language pathologist and currently work 2 jobs. I have considered trying to have my own business pertaining to my field in the future, but I'm a little nervous about it. What advice would you give someone who is considering trying to create a business on their own? I know this question may be broad, but what are some things to consider when you would like to work for yourself one day? I really want to step out on faith to see what could come out of it, but just a little nervous. Any feedback would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. All right. Thank you for
absolutely good question.
That in. That's a great question. Okay. So like from starting, what are some like key things you would say to think about before stepping out and making that?
So out of experience, I would remove the idea of needing to figure out like a cool logo and like the most amazing website, like just like, mm-hmm. you know, take away some of the stressors of like needing it to be perfect. Like come up with what you know maybe want the name to be. Maybe like a, you know, a simple design of like the logo. Like get those little things that, you know, because you need obviously you want to be able to tell about your business, right? But really the biggest and most important thing I think is, you know, what is it what problem are you going to be solving, right? Like what do you feel like you're giving to your, you know, your future clients? Mm-hmm. Like what, and why, you know, and like along with that, like, you know, why should they, who you are, what you can provide, and then why they should work with you, right? Because there's competitions in all fields, right? You know, we, you know, for us, you know, we think that our audience, you know, enjoys the fact that we put out positive, you know, loving content. You know, we mm-hmm. stay away from drama or, you know, topics that are not, you know, love, life, and laughter. You know, that's kind of our theme, if that makes sense. So I think that I think for you with your brand, like, you know, what are you wanting to, you know, provide, and, you know, how are you going to, you know, provide it, you know, like, I don't know, like, does that make sense what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm,
I think so. I was kind of listening, kind of not.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
You're so
I
cute.
Was trying to find it. I was rereading it and I couldn't find it. So,
but yeah, basically, you know, who you are, what you're providing, and why people should use your service mm-hmm. over, you know, your competitors. I think then, you know, you know, then, you know, pricing structure. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you're trying to create a business, right? So maybe pricing structure, an easy Shopify website. I mean, you know, not Shopify,
well,
but
she's a speech pathologist, or is it? She says
yeah, not Shopify, but an easy, okay. easy pathology. Little like you know landing page, something simple, some business cards. Mm-hmm. I think you know. I mean, I think.
Well, I think before you get into all of that, like I mean, these are good, but I think if it's something that you're currently doing and you want to have your own path or your own, you know, business doing the same thing you're currently doing, is there a way to offer what you're doing freelanced or part-time? You know what I'm saying? To kind of build up a bit smart, of clientele. Yeah. Like, because I, you know, I don't know much about language pathology and how that works, but it's like, what can you do in addition to what you're already doing to kind of lay the foundation? Maybe you can have a couple of clients before you feel comfortable stepping out completely to just kind of test the waters and see how that's going. Like, I don't ever...
Especially if it's not a conflict with, you know, if you're with your current job, right?
Right. If it, yeah, you definitely want to make sure that it's not a conflict. Like, don't take the clients from the office or whatnot. Yeah, exactly. But you know what I'm saying? Like, because I definitely feel like, you know, and here's the thing also. Entrepreneurship gets glorified all the time on social media. Everybody want to be their own boss. Everybody want to work for themselves, which is great. But it also is a complete shift from being at a 9-to-5. Realize that your timing, like, you don't get to clock off. You don't get to, you know what I'm saying? Like, there are a lot of things that people don't think about when they think about entrepreneurship. Yeah. But I also just feel like for anybody who wants to start anything, start where you can first before taking the leap of not having anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of got to know that it's going to work for you, or that it's that something can happen before you just completely, like, you know what, I'm going to quit and just do this on my own. But you don't have no clientele. You don't even know where to start. So lay the foundation now while you have the job, and then just slowly ease, you know, ease yourself out of it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know how much you can do. You know, I don't know the profession enough to know how much you can do. Yeah. With your job without it becoming a conflict of interest. But I think that you definitely have to start there. Like, what can you get clientele on your own? And can you do that part-time? Can you do that for a while until you feel like, oh, you know what? This is something that I can handle on my own, you know? And what does that look like? So use the time that you're at your 9-to-5 job to fuel whatever else it is that you want to do. Like, sometimes it starts as a side hustle and then it grows. Like, sometimes it grows enough to where it replaces your main, and then you may feel more comfortable like taking the leap of faith. Yeah. Like, oh, you know what? I got this. But you got to start doing it part time somewhere. So you say you have another job. So that might be something too to look at. Like, is this second job helping me to get one step closer to doing this on my own, or is it taking away time that I actually need to put towards working on the business that I want to do? You know what I'm saying? So you kind of have to weigh those options. Like, because I get it, most people work second jobs because they want the extra money. So it's kind of a, it may be where you might have to make a little sacrifice. Like, do I really need this extra money working this job that's not helping me, or do I want to kind of buckle down and use this extra time where I would be working another job to work on my business and what it is that I want to do? Because, you know, entrepreneurship ain't for the faint of heart. The freedom is there, but, you know, it's a lot more you got to keep up with. You got to have your own insurance you got to pay for. Like, it's just a whole lot that goes into working for yourself. Yeah. Are there freelancing gigs as a language pathologist that you could do that's not in conflict? So maybe you build up enough freelance that you feel comfortable doing that, because I imagine that would come with a certain amount of flexibility.
Yeah.
And then you can transition into opening your own practice or doing your own thing.
So, yeah, I would say, I agree with all of that. Like, that's all good. Yeah, just, you know, I definitely... I think that there are times to take leaps of faith, and I think there's times to, you know, like, do it in a way that where you have the best right now. I think the best opportunity, whereas you have a job, like, you know, that you're doing, and then you have this goal over here. You have this, you know, this dream of creating this business, and you have the time to really structure it however you think it would mm-hmm. look best for you, to start growing it piece by piece so that when you are able to go out full time on your own, you've already built the foundation of it, yeah. right? It's not this, it's still a leap of faith, because God, you know, God has to, you know, if you're a believer in God, then you know that He is in everything.
Yeah.
Right? So, but it's a less nerve-wracking leap of faith, right? It's when a more comfortable
type of a foundation
because you've already built a foundation. You've yeah. already maybe built some clients. You have some people that know who you are mm-hmm. and what you do, right? So I think that you have that opportunity. So don't, I think that if you want to start doing it, then start doing what Gabriel said. Mm-hmm. Start building it slowly. Start building out what it is, who you are. Get the word out. Start mm-hmm. talking to people. You know, again, as long as this isn't a conflict with your current job. If right. it's a conflict with your current job, then
that's something.
That's yeah. something a little bit different, and you're going to have to, you know, figure out
work around. It's a workaround for everything.
Yeah, you know, because I understand why you wouldn't, if you work for a company and you start being their direct competitor while you're working for them, they might have an issue with that, right? So,
but is that something is that something you can do virtually, like that you can offer as an online, like maybe you work locally at a place, but you can offer it freelanced as an online thing, like. You know, just kind of think of the different ways that you can spin it
Absolutely.
Just to get started. So then you really have a good idea, like, you know what, this can actually work for me. I can structure this how I want. I can Absolutely. Have the time freedom that I need and, you know, go on about my business. But there's definitely some pros and cons to think about having a 9-to-5 versus, you know, working for yourself. And are you willing to, you know, sacrifice? Is it worth losing what you get with having a, you know, stable income at a position, you know, stable quotation wise, because anything could happen at any time. But yeah, definitely writing out what those pros and those cons are. And if it's enough for you to pursue, then definitely start doing that now.
Yeah.
Build it up and then take that leap of faith when it's time. But yeah, I hope that this was helpful.
Yes, hopefully.
And I wish you nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
Good luck with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do it.
Keep us updated.
Do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if anybody else has any, you know, experience with this or any tips or suggestions for her, please put them in the comments. We can keep the conversation going. If you have any tips for her.
Absolutely. And if you have any other, while you're at it, if you have any Ask Gabe and Babes, you know, hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe, email it to us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. We love having these conversations, being able to, you know, give our opinion on these, because they are just our opinion. Yeah, if you want to follow, keep up with the podcast, Let's Make Out Podcast on Gmail, Instagram, and Facebook, and then Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter. And if you're, again, if you're listening, you can definitely watch us on YouTube.
I think you said Gmail.
Oh, I did. Well, that was the Gmail. See, right? Well, I mean, yeah, YouTube. Email, yeah. YouTube. So if you're listening, then you can watch us on YouTube. Yeah. If you're watching, then you can listen. You know, listen to us on
wherever
platform
podcast.
Yeah, yeah, rate and review us on wherever you're listening, and we would appreciate that. And we appreciate you.
We love you guys.
That's right.